The Kutta Sikha is Chelik Chavbeis, Parsha Achrei Sikha Aleph, a summary of the Sikha. At the beginning of our Parsha, which talks about the Aveda, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, also inside the Kodesh Kodashim, so the Torah says the Kohen Gadol may not enter the Kodesh Kodashim at any given time, only on Yom Kippur, and this is what he needs to do in order to be able to enter. Talks about two karbonos that he needs to bring, and then it says he shall wear it lists the four garments that he wears made out of linen. So Rashi quotes the words in the pasuk, "Ksenas bat kodesh yilbash," she shall wear a ksenas, a shirt of linen. That's what he should wear. And Rashi says, from this we learn Magid that he doesn't do the service inside the Kodesh Kodashim with the eight garments that he normally uses outside the Kodesh Kodashim, because they have gold. And because a prosecutor cannot become a defender, the point here is to defend the Jewish people from sin, to bring atonement, and the gold is a prosecutor. They made the golden calf. So therefore he serves only in the four garments which have only linen, like a kayin hedget, like an ordinary kayin, and all of them are made out of linen. That's the Rashi. So what Rashi seems to be saying is that all of a sudden the Torah tells us over here about the garments that a Kohen Gadol has to wear. We know what the garments that he has to wear. It's already been talked about in Parsha Tetzaveh, that the Kohenim have to wear specific garments when they do the service. Why is he suddenly reiterating it over here? So therefore Rashi says what he's telling us here is not the mitzvah of wearing garments in the Aveda, but rather that he should not be wearing only these four. That's what it's trying to say. Only these four should be worn. But still we have to understand, why does Rashi add the word Magid? From this we learn, as if Magid is usually used when Rashi tells us something that is not on the surface, that's not obvious from the words of the pasuk. But over here, it's obvious from the words of the pasuk that these are the four that he should be wearing. So what's the Magid? What's the message that comes out here? Also the end, only like the four garments, like a kayin hedyot, and all of them are made of linen. The pasuk lists four garments, so why does Rashi have to say that there's four garments? Why does he have to say that it's kayin hedyot, like the ordinary kayin? What's the difference if it's a kayin hedyot? These are the four garments that he has to wear. Why is it important to know that it's like a kayin hedyot? And why does he add that all of them are made out of linen? The pasuk lists by every single one individually that it's made of linen. So what's Rashi adding by saying it's made of linen? There is a possibility that we could say that this is what he's trying to say. Rashi's trying to tell us, we would think from this pasuk that he really should wear all of his eight garments. Why does the Torah list these four? Because these four are going to be different than they are the rest of the year. The other four, the golden ones, are the same as always. These four are different than they are the rest of the year, because the rest of the year the linen garments were made of twisted strands. They would take strands and twist them into one thick strand and then weave that into a garment. Here it says Ksenas Bad, it should be made as a simple one thread, and that's what's woven into a garment for Yom Kippur. So it's these four which are different than the other four that are worn all year, which are twilled linen garments, and this is plain linen garments. But really, he's wearing all eight. So Rashi tells you, no, that's not what he's telling you. He's telling us that there's no gold garments inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only these four. But it still leaves the question, why does he say Magid, as if this is some message that's underlying the pasuk? To the contrary, the mistaken pshat is what would be a magid, some thing that you have to deduce from the pasuk, but it's not on the surface. On the surface it says wear these four and nothing more, so therefore that still remains a question. And also, why does it conclude and say all four were made of linen? That doesn't in any way deflect the pshat that we would have thought, that these are linen, but a different type of linen. It doesn't in any way eliminate that explanation. In fact, it brings more attention to it. So it still leaves a question, difficulty with this Rashi. So the explanation is, Rashi is dealing, his question that he's dealing with here is, the order of the psukim. It says first, this is how Aaron should come into the Beis Hamikdash, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it lists two karbonis, the bepar ben bakar lechatos va'ayil le'ayla. These were his two personal karbonis that he brought from his own money. Then it says our pasuk, which is the four garments that he should wear, and then it goes on to list all the other avodas which are done during Yom Kippur, all the other things that he needs to do on Yom Kippur. So the question Rashi asks, why is the placement of the pasuk, which garments he should wear, written in the middle, smack in the middle, between the two karbonas that he's bringing and the other karbonas that he brings the rest of the day? This might lead you to either it should be before any mention of karbonas, or at the very end, these are the garments that he should have worn. Why in the middle? This might lead us to think that the first two karbonas, which are his personal karbonas, those are the ones that he should wear, only the four garments. But then when he goes on to do the other avodas of the day of Yom Kippur, then he should wear the regular set of garments. That's what might have occurred to us. Therefore Rashi says, no, don't make that mistake. The four garments have only to do with where he is doing his avodah. If he's doing his avodah inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or if it's an avodah which is for the purpose of doing an avodah inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For instance, there were two, the karm chatas that he brought, and he brought it outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he sprinkled the blood inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the karm chatas is seen as an avodah which is for the need of sprinkling the blood inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, that karm chatas is done with white garments. So it has nothing to do with those two specific karbonas which I mentioned before it. It has to do with where you're doing it. That explains why the placement of this pasuk is right here. Why is that? Because it comes right after the pasuk that says Bezois Yovei Aaron Elakodesh. This is how Aaron should come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then it says, these are the garments that he should wear when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's the perfect placement for it, immediately following not those two karbonas so much as the fact that he's going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Torah immediately tells you which garments he should wear when he is going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when Rashi says that he should wear these four and not the eight that he wears out when he does the Avodah outside, what he means is not what he does the Avodah outside on any other day. He means the Avodah that he does outside on Yom Kippur, because even that is done with the eight garments. Only the stuff that's done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim should be done with the four. Which explains also another question which could be asked about Rashi. Why doesn't Rashi address this question? If ein kateganasa saneger, which means a prosecutor cannot be a defender, which means the gold cannot defend the yidden for atonement, so then why is it that he can do all kinds of other avoda in on Yom Kippur with the golden garments? Since the very day of Yom Kippur is all about atonement, how does he wear gold garments, which seem to undermine the request, this petition for atonement? It's gold. So Rashi now, it's become self-understood, because Rashi points out to us that the whole point of kapara, where is it reached, where is it achieved? In bifnim, only that which is done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where atonement is achieved. That's where you can't wear golden garments. But anything that's done outside, that is not the essence of Yom Kippur, and therefore you can wear the golden garments outside. But explaining things in this way leaves the following question. How is it, now that we know that the reason that he doesn't wear the other four garments is because we can't have the gold in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that leaves a question. The Torah makes a very big thing of the fact that the Kohenim must wear their garments when they do the Avodah, and it's l'kavod l'sefaros, and for the honor and the glory that the Avodah should be done, therefore they should be wearing all of the garments that Hashem instructed. And if a Kohen doesn't wear a garment, he's missing a garment, then he's chayav misa, it's a death by the hand of heaven, terrible thing. And dafka on Yom Kippur, at the high point of the Kohen Gadol service of all year, he is instructed not to wear the four garments, those four which have gold. If you would say that there's a whole different set of garments for Yom Kippur, So Hashem, just like He likes eight garments for all year, He likes these four garments for Yom Kippur. But the way Rashi sees it, it's just to eliminate the gold. It's not that there is something specific about these garments that are fitting for Yom Kippur. So then why are we eliminating the Lekavod HaSofaros, this important element of those beautiful garments for the Kohen? That's why Rashi concludes that he wears the garments of a Kohen Hedyot. It's not that we've taken away something from him. He's just wearing a different set of clothing. He wears the clothing of a Kohen Hedyot. That's how he needs to stand in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're not missing anything. It's just a different set, Kohen Hedyot. Which now explains why Rashi concludes by saying the Kulam Shabbutz, they're all made of linen. He's not just simply trying to re-emphasize, say once again, there's no gold in them, it's all linen. That's not what he's trying to say. He's trying to bring out the point that he is wearing the garments of a Kohen Hedyot. When we talk about, in Parashat Pekudei, when it talks about the garments of, how they made the garments of the Kohen Gadol, it says over there that the belt, the avnet, the gartel, was made out of sheish, which means linen, but it also says blue wool, purple wool, red wool. So the Kohen Gadol's gartel was not just linen, it was also other materials. So how is it that we just say, how does the Torah call it, it's a gartel of linen, if all we're doing is taking away the four garments which have gold and he's left with the four that he normally wears? Then it's not linen, it's also a mixture of wool. Therefore Rashi says it wasn't that gartel. He was standing there like a Kohen Hedyot. If a Kohen Hedyot's gartel did not have wool, as we know it didn't, because the Torah doesn't mention the other sons of Aaron in regards to this mitzvah of the gartel being of the other materials as well. So therefore the Kohen Hedyot had only linen in his gartel, as distinct from the Kohen Gadol, which had other materials as well. So when he was standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was the four garments without any wool in his gartel, just linen. In other words, that it's another point, another emphasis that he's standing there like a Kohen Hedyot. And from this understanding of Rashi, it comes out that there is a difference of opinion between the Rambam and Rashi on two matters in regards to this issue. Number one is, the Rambam lists three different categories of Bigdei Kohuna, of the garments of the Kohanim. One is the Kohen Hedyot's garments. There is the golden garments of the Kohen Gadol and the white garments of Yom Kippur. In other words, he sees the Yom Kippur garments as a separate category. Rashi doesn't see the garments of Yom Kippur as a separate category. They are the garments of the Kohen Hedyot. He's wearing the garments of the Kohen Hedyot. There's no separate category for Yom Kippur. Another difference between them, the Rambam says that when does the Kohen Gadol wear the white garments in Yom Kippur? When he's doing the Avodah which is specific to Yom Kippur. Which leaves a question, because there are a number of Avodahs, like his own ram that he had to bring, which was done with the golden garments, even though it was specific to the day of Yom Kippur, never other than Yom Kippur did he bring that carbon, yet he brought it with the golden garment. So how does the Rambam say that all avodas connected to the day are with the white garments? But Rashi sees it differently. He says that it has nothing to do with what is done on Yom Kippur, it's whatever is done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or as we said, any avoda which is there to prepare the way for the Avodah inside the Kodesh Kodashim, that's what's done in the garment, the white garments. And the two could be dependent on each other also, that if you see it as a special set of garments, so then it makes sense to say that it's a special set for the Avodah of Yom Kippur. But if you say, as Rashi says, that it's only eliminating the four other garments, that's the point, that there shouldn't be gold garments involved. So then it's specific to where you're doing your Avodah. The Kodesh HaKadoshim does not support golden garments. So whatever is done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim cannot be golden garments. The two differences of opinion between the Rambam and the Rashi seem to be dependent on each other. And this brings us to a lesson that we have in our own Avodah. When a Yid wants to be, as the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, you shall come before God to become cleansed. A Yid wants to bring himself closer to Hashem. He wants to bring another Yid closer to Hashem. First thing he has to know is he has to enter inside. As Rashi says, it's all about what's happening inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what brings cleansing. You have to first enter to the inside. You have to leave behind external things. Dig deep and find what is really driving you. Where are you really? Who are you really? That's where you need to address all of your needs to become before Hashem to be cleansed. And how do you get to the inside? You have to leave behind those garments which you still see yourself as a person that needs to be presented with honor and glory and beauty. That's not pnim, that's not reaching the inside. That's still dwelling on externalities. Only when you stand there like an Akayan Hedyet, like a simple person, you reach into your simplicity. Forget about the things which make you look different than who you really are. Look at who you are in the simple sense. Only then can you get to the inside and therefore bring about a cleansing and an atonement and a coming close before Hashem, which extends from you, as the Pasuk says, that the Kohen Gadol will atone for himself, for his family, and for the entire Jewish community. That's how you get, starting from yourself to the rest of the people as well.